Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 29th. You'll be interested to know. 28 years ago today, in 1997, the Chemical Weapons Convention came into force, marking a monumental step in global efforts to eliminate chemical warfare. This landmark treaty, signed by 165 nations, prohibited the development, production, stockpiling, and use of chemical weapons. The establishment of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons ensured compliance and oversaw the destruction of existing arsenals. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 54 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with temperatures reaching around 77 and a gentle southwest breeze gusting up to 28. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 61 and a light wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 7, with a high tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 49 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, with a high near 68 and a light west wind. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 45. Thursday stays mostly sunny with a high near 64. Thursday night brings a chance of rain after 1 in the morning with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 50. Friday carries a chance of rain, staying mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Friday night also has a chance of rain with a low around 56. Saturday continues the trend with a chance of rain, partly sunny skies, and a high near 71. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in a significant move, President Donald Trump is expected to sign an executive order directing federal officials to create a list of sanctuary cities and states that do not comply with immigration enforcement. This list may include Boston, frequently criticized by Republican officials for its noncompliance with federal immigration operations. The order would allow the U.S. Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security 1 month to identify noncompliant jurisdictions, which could face funding cuts and legal action. Boston's Mayor Michelle Wu emphasized that the city's policies prioritize safety and will remain unchanged despite federal pressures. Now on to sports. Shedeur Sanders learned a crucial lesson in humility during his NFL draft experience. Despite being hailed as a top prospect, the former Colorado quarterback endured a frustrating wait of over 2 days and 143 selections before the Cleveland Browns finally called his name. While many analysts viewed him as a first-round pick, NFL executives had concerns about his interviews and perceived arrogance. This situation highlights the stark contrast between media hype and the realities faced by talent evaluators. Now Sanders has the opportunity to prove himself, aiming to fulfill his legendary aspirations in the league. In local sports, tonight, the Celtics can close out the series with the Magic at the Garden. Tip-off is at 8:30. Also tonight, The Sox are in Toronto for game one of a three-game series against the Blue Jays. Garrett Crochet takes the mound with a 3.19 ERA, facing Bowden Francis. First pitch is at 7:07 under the dome at Rogers Center. In top news, antisemitism in the United States has surged to levels not seen in nearly half a century. A report by the Anti-Defamation League indicates an average of 25 incidents per day, the highest since 1979. Despite Jews making up about 2% of the population, they are targeted in more than two-thirds of religious hate crimes. Rowdy Sharon Brous warns, antisemitism is always the canary in the coal mine for the evisceration of the rights and dignity of all people. Incidents related to Israel and Zionism have sharply increased, highlighting a troubling trend. Experts emphasize the need for education and community building, rather than government intervention, to combat this alarming situation. In business news, last night, CBC News projected that the Liberal Party will form the next Canadian government, granting Mark Carney a full term as Prime Minister. This comes amid ongoing trade tensions with the United States. While it remains uncertain if the Liberal Party will secure a majority, they have currently obtained 160 seats in the House of Commons. Carney, a former Goldman Sachs banker, successfully defeated his rivals, including Pierre Poilievre of the Conservative Party. The election was heavily influenced by President Donald Trump's tariffs, prompting a Buy Canadian movement and a shift back to the Liberal Party. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $94,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $1,800. And Goatsys Maximus is up 10% to 8 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have made a significant breakthrough in understanding hailstorm formation, a mystery that has puzzled meteorologists for years. A study from the Chinese Academy of Sciences analyzed 27 hailstones from 9 storms in China, revealing that hail primarily forms by descending steadily or through a single upward push, rather than the traditional recycling process. Lead author King Hong Zhang emphasized, "This work fundamentally changes how we understand hail formation. The findings could enhance weather forecasting and improve estimates of hailstorm dangers, though funding cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration may hinder these efforts." In entertainment news, in The Surfer, Nicolas Cage delivers a performance that is undeniably unhinged. His character, struggling through life's challenges, attempts to reclaim his childhood home near a picturesque Australian surfing spot. However, a tough group of locals, reminiscent of a motorcycle gang, led by Julian McMahon, repeatedly warns him, "Don't live here, don't surf here." The film follows Cage's character as he battles desperation and chaos, showcasing his unique ability to portray madness. Drawing inspiration from real-life surfer gangs, The Surfer feels like a nostalgic exploitation film, highlighting Cage's unparalleled talent in cinema. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Robert Quillen. And he said, There are glimpses of heaven to us in every act or thought or word that raises us above ourselves. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.